Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am Yoshev B'Tzion, the Chayalim, Zchut HaChatufim, should come home. And Kolan Gabriela, Mata Ben Dvora, Be'ezu Chaim Ben Esther Simra, Yosef Ben Chana, Rizvuk Torah Bastur, Rav Yedin, Bracha Bas Esther Adasa, Yitzhak Ben Bracha, Moshe Ben Rezel, Shmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, Maris Chana Tugan Atzot HaChan Shmur Meir Zeru, Zanzo Shmur Yosef, Rav Rav Shmuel Pinchas Mer Yaakov Tzvi. We're continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, Mitzvah Shin Yud Ches, Hisir Shalol Lekalil Ov Va'em. Amlam Lashen Atar Abonish Mavur V'amru Makal Ovi V'Vimoy, Mois Yumos. Pasuk in this week's parasha, Parashas Mishpatim, that a person who curses his parents shall surely die. Ulam Azhari Ne'lovs Barab Akasab Ki Lo Amar Lo Sekal Lo Vicho, Avo Kodem Kvar Ki Bo Asar Mikil As Kolish Mi Yisrael. B'zeh Koy Lo Abzu Lo Asay. The Rambam says that we don't have a pasuk to Asar cursing one's parents. We have a punishment, but we all know that there's no such thing as a punishment without there being a previous Isser stated in the pasuk. Doesn't just start with a punishment. So, Memela, how do we know that there's an Isser? Where is the Isser upon which the punishment is predicated? And the answer is that it's also to curse anybody. So Memela, that applies to your parents also. Your parents are also people, right? So in the same pasuk, you learn you're not allowed to curse any other people. You also learn that you're not allowed to curse your parents. And Mimela, the punishment, is from a kal avivim amos yumos, and that's predicated on the general iser to curse any individual. And similarly, the Rambam explained in Mitzvah Shin Yud Tes, with regard to hakas of v'aim, well, God forbid, to striking one's parents, that we have no iser, we just have a punishment. Also, there's a chiyuv misa. You see, we take this respecting your parents very seriously. There's a chiyuv misa. But the lav is predicated on the iser of lo Yosef, that you're not allowed to add on malchus. You're not allowed to strike another Jew, stam kach. So we see the same yisod, that it's a different mitzvah because it's a different punishment, even though the aveira, the etzem ha'aveira, is the same for all people. But it gets its own mitzvah because it has a different punishment. And therefore, it's enumerated separately in the minyan ha'mitzvahs. The Ramban was not happy about this. Omer Ramban, ani ohev lehakri et leshonot shel harishonim, vani omer she'asor ha'ovris beklolo v'akol eino menios nimnois la'atzman ki ein cheshboneinu ba'onshen el b'lavin. Rav omer kein shein ba'akol ha'ovris beklolosin el b'lavin ha'merim b'chol kol adam shein kolim ovris v'lasay. Yemkein hechimnu anashim echod le'echod. Uve'emes she'zeh davar berur v'haka'a. So it's called Bakosu Remez Zulasi, a Torah's Pen Yosef HaKolel is called Adam, Bechena Dabar Beklol. Mer Ramban, and I say that the Azhara, not to the warning, not to curse the Abbas and strike the Abbas, are not independent Averos, because our Cheshbon of Tayag Mitzvahs does not deal with Onshem, it deals with Averos. And therefore, if the Aver is the general Aver of striking another Jew and hitting another Jew, it's not going to be counted on its own. The Ramban doesn't think that striking one's parents or cursing one's parents should be an independent avera counted in the minyan of Taryag, but rather it's subsumed under the general category of striking and cursing another, any Jew. Just it has a separate punishment, but that doesn't give it its own avera. Its own losase. This is losase shin yud ches. שיח. And the Ramban says about the Rambam, he says, listen, you have to be consistent. You yourself have a taina on the Bahag that he enumerates Namurasa, Esh Hashish, and Bas Kohen separately. Because they have different punishments. Nar Murasa, Skila, Eshtis Yischenek, Bas Kohen Srefa. But it's the same basic aver, it's a woman being unfaithful to her husband. And the Rambam has a tain on the Bahag, why you may be enumerating them as three, it's one, just different punishments. So if you, the self-same Rambam, hold that different punishments doesn't warrant a different mitzvah and the minyan, so then why did you do it here? You have to be consistent. באמת שיטת הרמב״ם צריך עיון. אז אנחנו נלך בדרכו, אנחנו בסדרה של ספר המצוות, הולכים בדרכו של מורנו ורבינו, הגאון רבי רחפל הכהן קונסלר שליטה, very very incredible, special תלמוד חכם. So he said as follows, if I'm reading him right. The Rambam says that his makor is from the Mechilta, that the azhara of these lavim, warning not to do these lavim of klal and akas avaim, comes from the general iser of kilas v'akas kol echad mi Yisrael. So l'chora, this would seem to indicate that the yisod, the foundation of the iser of cursing and striking one's parents, is a general iser, just like there's an iser to curse another Jew, to strike another Jew, is also an iser, to curse and strike one's parents. There's a chiddush that there's a different punishment. However, that is not the correct understanding. It would appear that when one curses one's parents, it's not a regular klala. It's a different category of klala. And it's not just that we're saying that you get a special punishment for cursing one's father, but that cursing one's father is a different category of iser. Hitting one's parents similarly is a different category of iser. It's not in the general category of striking another Jew. V'simuchim la'davar nira, that the Rambam does not include this lav of kilas of va'em in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chavav, when he talks about the other Isurim of Klala. He puts it in Hilchos Mamrim, so to Akaz Av, he doesn't put it in Hilchos Chovel, when he talks about striking other Jews, Chor, that's where it belongs. And he should have said that you hit another Jew, it's a laugh. You hit your father, the Chiyuv Misa. No. The Rambam puts it in Hilchos Mamrim. And the explanation is Pashat. That the special, unique Isser and Chiyuv of Kilas of Vaim Baka Asam is because of the Hamro of Vaim. It's because one was rebelling against one's parents. That's the Isser. It is not in the general category of striking or cursing a regular Jew. But rather, the Isser here is defined completely differently. That is Hamro of Vaim. That's Hilchos Mamrim is to rebel. It's rebelling against one's parents, going against one's parents. That's the Isser. So Mimelu would appear that Sof the Azhara is from the general lav. That's because Ein Onshim Elim Ken Masira, and we were Yotzi Zayin. We have an Azhara. But that Azhara does not define the mitzvah. What defines the mitzvah here is the fact that you see that it's a different onish. Because in fact, it's a different iser. When it comes to the Esh Hashish we spoke so before, an Amarasa Bas Kohen, a regular Esh Hashish, it's the same iser, just different punishments. It's the same basic iser. Does different gavras get different punishments or gavritas? But here, it's a fundamentally different iser. It's an iser of hamra ba'aveim. A duma for this geder, we see in halav of loselik rachel, which is not a tzara from motzi shemer. We see in Tumor 3a, koleseh shebataras of maisa loike losa maisa potter. Any yisur in the say in the Torah, if you do a mice, you get malchus. If you don't do a mice, you're pater. Frekta Gemara, Bari Meimar, the lav shembo mice, who were lucky. What about Tumure? Tumure is a lav shembo mice, and you get malchus. Frektosvis, you should have also asked for Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra is a lav shembo mice, and you get malchus. Person marries a woman and he claims that she was unfaithful to him, and it turns out he was lying, gets malchus. So here you have a lav shembo maisa, and one receives malchus. So why doesn't the Gemara mention that? Ask about that. In the ksavim hamyuchasim marav mi brisk, he's miyashev, at that you get malchus by motzi shemra, is not because of the aver of loselech rachel. Just like you don't get malchus in other instances when you speak Lashon Hara. So to Motzi Shemra, you don't get malchus mitzad etzim alav. But rather, there's a chiddush of din malchus alotzel shemra. It's a new type of malchus. And this malchus for being Motzi Shemra on this girl is a new type of avera. It's a new type and therefore you get malchus. And what you just need a... You need ein onshin and lekein masir, and the pasuk talks about an onish, but you need to find an iser, you need to find an asara first. So there we say we get it from loselech rachil. But normally, if a person's holech rachil, he's not getting malchus. Stam, a person speaks lashon hara, it's not malchus. It's motzi shemra, and somebody else not malchus. But here it's malchus. You found an asara. You can include it. You could subsume it under the general category of loselech. But then you have a different type of onish, because there's a different type of Avera. So you can ask, why don't we bring in Malchus for Motzi Shemra? That's a lav shembo mice, and you get Malchus. Because there the Avera is not for, the Malchus isn't for the Avera. It's not for the Avera b'chla. But for the Avera, you get it for all those selech rachis. Rather, why are you getting Malchus? Because of the lav of Mechudish of Hotzah Shemra. Because of this, it's a chiddush that you get malchus for Hotzah Shemra. It's a sug b'fnei atzma. So you're not getting, the Gemara's assumption is that you don't get malchus for lav shembo maisa. But that's in a normal case. Here you have a special chiddush of the Torah that you do get malchus. Not because of the general lav shembo maisa, but because of Hotzah Shemra is a special category of iser. So that this is an anomaly. Can't bring a rye for anywhere else. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about where you get malchus for doing the laugh. Here you're not getting malchus for doing the laugh. Here you're getting malchus because it's Motzi Shemra, but not for the laugh of loselech rachil. And similar to the Havana of the Briska Rav, understanding the Asar of Motzi Shemra from the Pasuk of loselech, that it's Shastamin asar, it's damin iser. But the malchus is not because you're over on the lav. The malchus is because you did this, not because the lav of loselech rachil, but because of this unique avera of being motzi shemra on the girl. So it would seem this is meduyak u'mavur b'sefer ha-mitzvahs, that in lois say shin aleph hisir miyos rachil, u'b'chlal lav zeh asara me'otzah shemra. So here he mentions the asara for motzi shemra, but he doesn't mention the malchus. Po lo maskir ta malchus, u maskir ta avera velo ta malchus. But in the din malchus, the Rambam mentions malchus when hu shetzivanu din motzi shemra, kolam shetzivanu lahalkoso. So that's meduyik, like we're saying. That the malchus isn't for the laugh. The malchus would have been mentioned by the laugh. Rather, it's Medine Parashas Motzi Shemra. In the Parashas Motzi Shemra, there's this special onish of Malchus. But it's not because he was over on Lo Seilech Rochel. Lo Seilech Rochel is just that we're not in the category of not giving an Azhara before an onish. You need an Azhara for an onish. So that takes care of the Azhara. We have Zuzan the Azhara. But the punishment is because Motzi Shemra is a separate parasha. So we see the same type of gather here also. By Kilas Aveim, Hakos Aveim. הגדר הוא כזה ש זה סוג בפני עצמו. האיסור זה לא when you do this avera, it's not like any other avera of hitting another person. It's a unique avera of hitting or cursing one's parents. Mishum hamras aveim. Just you need an atzara, so you go to the general atzara, but it's really not in that category. It's in its own category. So now we understand Shitas HaRambam, why he enumerates this Isser independently. Because it's its own category, it's not under the general rubric of, subsumed under the general rubric of Akos Adam Yisrael, Kilas Adam Yisrael. Hashenkin, like we said before, when it comes to the Rambam, was Dorcha Shitas HaBaha, because he held that there's the same fundamental Isser of Eishas Ish, Sai Ba Eishas Ba Baskoin, Sai Ba Nar Mura, Sai Ba regular Eishas Ish. Even though they're different Einshin, but it's still the same Isser. But here, it's not because it's, you're not, it's not, it's, Rambam doesn't enumerate this separately because you get a different Onish. He enumerates it separately because you get a different, because you're doing a different Isser. And to explain Shitas HaRamban, we could say that he doesn't hold like this Yesod. He holds that the Isser of striking one's parents is subsumed under the regular category of striking another human being. Just here you get a different onish. And also Tisvis that asks for Motzi Shemra, learns that why don't you enumerate Motzi Shemra and Lav Shem Bo Maisa Shalek and Aleph, because he holds it's a regular category of you're getting Malchus because of Lo Seilech Rochel. That one could say Pshat in the Ramban, that he holds that it's in the regular category of Hakas V'Kilas Aveim. However, maybe we can say a different pshat in the Ramban. That is, Shezeva Dai, that the Ramban holds that the Iker Geder Isser of Kol and Hakas Aveim is rooted in the same thing the Rambam says. It's a different category. It's Hamras Aveim. And it's not a general Isser. Just the Ramban holds that once you have this lav, the lav includes both categories. You're right, the Isser of Hakon Klala is a unique Isser. But when the lav is written not to be Maka, not to be Makalo, that includes both categories. It includes the general category of a Jew and the unique category of Aveim. And Mamela, it's not to be enumerated separately. So it's not pshat that the Ramban holds that it's not a special Isser. It is a special Isser of Hakon Kolos Aveh, Kilos Aveh. Elamai, the special Isser is also included in the Azhara. And therefore it doesn't get a separate laugh. The Rambam holds, you know. The Azhara is just there because Einon Shalom Ken Masirim. And now that it's a special Isser, it gets it's in its own category. Ramban holds that the fact that it's a special Isser doesn't put it in a new category. It is a special Isser, but it's still in the same category as the lav. So that's the machlokas, the Ramban, because of the different, because he understands that it's a different type of avera. It doesn't bother him that it's from the same azhara as a regular person. He puts it in a different category. It's a different mitzvah, a different avera. The Ramban holds that even though it's a different avera, but it's rooted in the same lav, and the memela, that lav is called both. That lav encompasses both types of klala. You're right, Kilos of Aim is a unique klala, but the lav encompasses that. And the Rambam says no. We're just using the lav in order because you don't want to be in the category of Einon Shalom Kein Matzirim. You want to be in that category that you have to give an Asara first. But once you see that the Kilas of Aim is different, so you're right, it's the same lav, but it's a different Avera. Different Avera, different gets counted separately. And the fact that it's the same Asara is because Einon Shalom Kein Matzirim, so you found an Asara. That's more formalistic. That doesn't change the basic nature of the Avera being a different Avera. And the Ramban says, no, it's the same lav. In a chanami, it might be different, fundamentally different than the other types of Akon Klala, but since it's rooted in the same lav, it gets its own, it doesn't get enumerated separately. In fact, that's what the Ramban says in his Hasagas to the Shorash HaSheni, after quoting the Ramban. Ramban says that v'zekulo tov supshar mishubeshes shikdim lekaim dvar v'ilan oish mevur mefurish lo yotzilo azhar min adin tzani lomer kavuchom mishum panim. In other words, this onesh is not going to take the change the nature of the azhara. Once you have an azhara, it's all included in the azhara, and if the azhara of kilos of aim is milab in the klal b'kol dekol Yisrael bechreach. That this is an Azhara Gemura. This is rooted in the same Avera as Akon Klal of a regular person. And Memela, it's not going to be enumerated separately. Top, Yesh Ladvarim Ha'el Hamshech. Ubezrat Hashem, Anachnu Nikanes, Yesh Lanu תוכנית להעביר סדרה של שיעורים בנושא כללת אבי ואמו, אז נא להישאר עמנו, ובעזרת השם אנחנו נגיע לזה, ותודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם, שלום שלום, בלי נדר נמשיך.